Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long,
what's more to be. With my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy
they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, all right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Fathers, we open your word this morning. I ask the Holy Spirit forward to open our hearts and minds to be receptive to this thy word, Father, so that we can receive the truth of this gospel and not be deceived by those, Father, that are teaching things that are contrary to this word. Father, be with us now throughout this study. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be in the 14th chapter of Mark. And again, we're going to be dealing with several different things as we go. And it's not a short. We may not get through it all. There are 72 verses to this chapter. So you see, it's dealing with a lot of things. Now, in verse 1, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. 2, but they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And you know, this Passover feast, it has been set up because where God had Israel when they were in Egypt to put blood over the doors and down the doorposts, and then as the death angel would go through they would be left out because God was going to be taking more of every family of the Egyptians. Think about that. Now, and Pharaoh really brought that upon himself because he had made the statement when God was trying to get him to release Israel. He made the statement that the next time that he would kill the firstborn of the Hebrews or of Israel. And God just turned that right back around on him. Now, and we know that at the Feast of the Passover, they used a lamb as the sacrifice for that. And you know, that's like we call Jesus our lamb. And so does the Bible. Now, 3. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there come a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. She's anointing the Lord Jesus with this. Now, you know, even his disciples are not going to like that. Because, you see, this ointment she was using could have been sold for a lot of money. Now, as she poured it on his head, verse 4, and there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? You see, they're calling it a waste. For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and had been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. 300 pence was equivalent to a year's income for a rural worker. That's what that ointment was worth that she poured on Jesus' head. 6, but you see, all they were thinking about was the money. They wasn't thinking about why she done it or anything else. But here in verse 6, and Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. And they should have known this. Now, but you see, they were so much, they was not understanding and really receiving because they were not yet filled with the Holy Spirit to give them the guidance and the understanding. They were on their own, more or less, until he would send them out to do something, then he'd give them the power to do that when they come back, everything was over, though. Now, 7. He says, for you have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, you may do them good. But me ye have not always. You see, here again, he's giving them hints about what is coming. And he's letting them know, you're not going to have me always. 8. She has done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. To the burying. You see, there was, in that day and time, a body that would be buried without being anointed was a criminal. And Jesus was not a criminal. And this lady, evidently God had been dealing with her, that she was not going to let him be buried as one. So she has anointed him. Verily, I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. That's what Jesus thought about it. 10. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them. And Judas is gone now. To who? The chief priests. Those that are in authority of the religion of that day and time are the very ones that is after the Lord Jesus Christ and wanting him destroyed. 11. And when they heard it, they were glad and promised to give him money. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Now he's thinking how he can do it. 12. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. You see, he won't be too hard to find or follow, because in that day and time, men would carry wineskins and things. But the ones that carried the water were the ladies. But here's a man with a pitcher of water. Now, 14. And wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house. The master said, where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? He's telling them exactly what to say. There's no doubt about it. Now, 15. And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. He already knows all about it. The whole thing. He knows it's an upper room. He knows it's prepared. 16. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. They found exactly what he told them. You see, there's nothing about you or I that he does not know or that he will ever miss. No. That's why we can't put anything over on God. That will not work. 17. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. 18. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily, I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. 19. And they began to be sorrowful and say unto him, one by one, is it I? And another said, is it I? And 20. And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. 21. The Son of Man indeed goeth, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. That's his statement before Judas betrayed him. And Judas should have been one, because he was one of the disciples, followed him and seen everything he done, things he knew. And you would have thought that he would have known better than to do what he was planning on doing. But didn't work out that way, did it? 22. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it, gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is my body. We do that today in communion. In our day and time. And we will be doing it again Sunday morning. So everyone that is listening, that you join with us Sunday morning, have everything ready. Now, 23, and he took the cup And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Yes, because it was being shed to cover all. It would go to him in truth and sincerity and repent of their sins and ask for forgiveness. 25. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. You'll not drink it anymore with them until they step out into eternity. 26. Now when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. You know, they're singing and all. In that day and time, their hymns would be from the Psalms. And the most used by them in that day was Psalms 116 through 118. Was the most used. You may want to go and read those Psalms after services today. They made hymns out of them. Because that's what they're supposed to be started with. They sure not like our hymns. Now, 26, and when they had sung the hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. 27, and Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. Now, they're not understanding that, because they all are proclaiming that they're never leaving, and Peter worse of all. Peter said, even though that it meant death to him, he'd not deny him. Well, we all know better than that, don't we? But anyway, we'll be getting into that later. But anyway, 28. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. He's telling them this at this Passover feast. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Peter is blusterous. He says a lot of things that he don't keep. Now, he's telling, though they all the rest of them is going to be offended, yet I'm not going to be offended. I like Jesus' answer to Peter. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. Before that cock crows two times, you're going to deny me three times. 31. But he speak the more vehemently. This is Peter talking now. I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. You see, they all proclaiming it. Now, 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. 33. And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. 34. And saith unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. You see, he knew his time had come. And he is very sorrowful. He's not really looking for it. He knows what is to be, you know. But still, how would you and I act today, knowing that we're going to be taken and crucified as he was, with nails drove through our feet and our hands, and a crown of thorns put upon our head, and our side to be pierced. How sorrowful do you think we would be? They'd have to tie you and I down, wouldn't they? If they could catch us. Now, 35. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour passed from him. He's asking the Father if it was possible that the hour could pass from him. 36. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And this is a prayer that you and I should be praying very, very often for ourselves, and also remembering who prayed it first. Because we should always be walking according to his will and not our own. And that's not always true. And it can get us in a lot of trouble. Now, 37. And he cometh and finding them asleep, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest not thou watch 1 hour? 38. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. They couldn't even stay awake within 1 hour. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. He's praying that same prayer again. 40. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither was they what to answer him. They didn't know how to answer him. 41. And he cometh the third time and saith unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. He knew exactly when it happened, when Judas turned him over or betrayed him with the high priest and all. He knew exactly. 42, raise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayeth me is at hand. He's here. And he's going to meet him because he knows now what the will of the Father is for him. And that he's not going to change. 43. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, all of the leadership of the synagogue at that day and time. Now, 44. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. He's going to betray the Lord Jesus Christ with a kiss. Now, 45. And as soon as he was come, he goeth straightway to him and saith, Master, Master, and kissed him. And they laid their hands on him and took him. And one of them that stood by drew his sword and smote his servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. 48. And Jesus answered and said unto them, are you come out as against a thief with swords and with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you took me not, but the scriptures must be fulfilled. The scriptures. You see, it all had been written before and prophesied before. 50. And they all forsook him and fled. All them that had denied and told him, no, we're not going to deny you. We're not going to be offended. Now they've all fled. 51. There followed him a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young men laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. He sure walked away, wouldn't he? for this morning, because we're not going to have time probably to get on through the rest of it and have our prayer. We'll be picking up here with 53, and we'll be getting on into chapter 15. But remember what you heard this morning. And like I was telling you, read Psalms 116 through 118. See how you like those hymns. And think about what it would sound like to sing then. All right. And all that can be back with us at 6 this evening, so we can be back into the Word of God. All right, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we thank you, Father, for your Word and for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray for your saints wherever they are. We pray that the Holy Spirit, Father, will keep them in health, keep them safe, and see to their needs. We pray for peace for Jerusalem and Israel. But Father, more than that, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, but one day Israel will be known as a land of Jesus. In this land of ours, Father, that we are living in here, this has turned us back and betrayed the Lord Jesus Christ, taking him out of every place he was in, even wanting out of our prayers. And Father, most have taken that name out. But Father, I pray that there is still enough of your people today that stand in that name and that is praying the same prayer that I'm praying, Father. Those evil ones that are in leadership in our government and in our churches, that has brought things in that should never have come through the door and brought upon our own people, Father. To be taken out of office and to be replaced with ones that are yours, walking in righteousness, that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation of your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, be with us through this day, all of us of this ministry, and those that hear it. Father, and we'll walk with it. Keep us all in health. Keep us safe through this day. Bring us back together this evening at 6 p.m. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's everybody walk with the Lord Jesus through the day. Join back together this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great, great day. Bye-bye now.